This past Saturday, at commencement exercises at the University of Hawaii Hilo, Hiapo Pereira of Oahu graduated with a master's degree in Hawaiian language and literature. The university says he is the first person in the United States to receive an advanced university degree in any Native American language, and he joins us. Hiapo, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Your master's thesis was entirely in the Hawaiian language.
Entirely in the Hawaiian language. 438 pages. I did a cultural analysis of a piece of literature, which was entitled Kawelo. It's a story from the island of Kauai.
Can you tell us a little bit, maybe about Kawelo, a little bit in Hawaiian, and then do the translation for us in English?
Okay. O Kawelo he kanaka oia no ka'aina o manokalani po. Oyehoi o Kauai. Hana ia oia, malama ia oia e kona mau kahu hanai, he ohana li I kona. Kawelo is a young lad born on the island of Kauai. He is from a royal lineage, and in the end of the story, Kauai lived in a time of peace and a time of prosperity under Kawelo.
Why was it necessary for you to write it completely in Hawaiian? These kinds of theses have been done before, but partly in English. Why was it necessary for you to write completely in Hawaiian?
Because I wanted to show our children that you can do scholarly work in Hawaiian and that it's okay to be Hawaiian. It's okay to study your own culture. It's okay to do it through your own language. And then, secondary, I wanted to show the world that you can do scholarly work in Hawaiian.
Is the language not considered something worthy of scholarly research?
Well, I don't. Parents today really worry about their children learning Hawaiian, going all the way through in Hawaiian. What about English? Are they going to be able to compete later on when they graduate from high school? Despite what all the stats say about dual language learners. Now, a good example of success is that last year, 100% of our graduating seniors from our laboratory school went on to higher education, and these are children that went through a system of education entirely through Hawaiian from preschool until graduation.
Were you encouraged to study the Hawaiian language and to devote so much of your time to it?
Not at first, but as soon as I made my decision to study Hawaiian, my family backed me 110%.
Hiapo, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations again.
Thank you.
Hiapo Pereira is the first person to graduate from the University of Hawaii with a master's degree in Hawaiian language and literature.